This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel the need on a day like today. I have bemoaned the likelihood of Aaron Rodgers, who I think is washed or close to washed, past his prime, eventually joining the Steelers. And by eventually, I mean it could take, what, 2 months, Donnie? This is kind of the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. If he had as much time to throw a pass on a given play as he has time to make these decisions, he'd have he'd be the MVP. He'd have like 6 days to throw every pass. That would be a record. As much as I have bemoaned that, I do feel like I've got to give a shout out to a beacon in the darkness that is Pittsburgh sports, to a man who just keeps on keeping on. That's all he knows how to do. It's this guy.
Pass kept in by Grizzly, who floated in front. They score! Oh, that's great stuff from the Penguins. Grizzly backdoor to Crosby. He finishes, and it's 5-2, black and gold.
Josh gets off the call there, Sportsnet Pittsburgh. That was part of the Penguins' win over the Blue Jackets on Friday night. Crosby, his 25th goal of the season. That is now the 15th time, Donnie, that he has hit 25 goals. When he plays at least 70 games in a season, he gets there every time. In fact, if he plays more than 60 games in a season, he gets there every time. One time, he had 32 goals in 41 games, which is a season cut short by the Steckel and Hedman hits. He is also now, courtesy of that game and then two assists yesterday in the loss to the Panthers, at 78 points for the year. When he gets to 80, and I think I can safely say when at this point, because he's playing ridiculous hockey. He, in fact, I don't know if you knew this, coming out of the Four Nations, he has the most points in the NHL since the break. He is the best in the NHL right now in 5-on-5 points for the whole year. He's 8 goals, 12 assists, 20 points since the Four Nations break. As Josh Yoey tweeted when he put this out there, he's also not quite 100% healthy, yet the dude is 2 points away from breaking Gretzky's record and putting up his 20th consecutive point-per-game season. At some point, you say something enough about somebody that it becomes rote and passe, and like, yes, everybody gets it now. He's just so damn good. And to watch it up close is to really appreciate it, too. Because you see the guy in the arena. Like, I had to watch the kids, Donnie, and then I was out Friday, and we didn't have anybody who could take over until, like, the evening. So we got to sneak out to the game, me and Al did, with some family members. We were in good seats. And see the guy up close, he still looks just overwhelmingly like the best player on the ice, and he'll be 38 soon enough. And there's no appreciable drop-off. Like, you'd have to argue this is probably one of his best seasons when you consider all factors. How old he is, the fact that he's got an actual real chance to get to 90 points again in less than a full season's worth of games, at almost 38 years old, for a team that doesn't have anywhere near its classic depth offensively, so teams can key on him more easily. And he just keeps just churning out ridiculous game after ridiculous game. Like, I kind of caution myself because it's the Penguins, so knowing them, they'll somehow get the golden goose to lay another egg, but to go from Lemieux and say, oh, son, you better appreciate this while you have it. You'll never see something like this again, to then getting like the next best thing in Crosby and then saying, well, you'll never see this again. They probably will, but it's wild to watch it in real time, man.
It is going to be tough to hit three in a row, as wild as it was for them to go two in a row from Lemieux to Crosby. The funny thing, too, is that last year at this exact time, we were saying this, pretty much the same thing, just different records being broken, but we were still saying that given the circumstances of the season, one of the finest pieces of work from Sidney Crosby in the 23-24 season. Now we're in the 24-25 season, and we're saying the same thing because the consistency is just on another level.
So,
and you're right. Like I went to one of the only games I've attended all season last week. Had better seats than I've had 95% of the time I've ever gone through the doors at that arena. And Crosby still, it's clear, he is very often the best player on the ice.
It pops more if you get closer and you can just see how guys are skating. It's a little. I love sitting up high and being able to see the whole play truly develop from that angle. But yeah, when you're up close, it's just it's crazy, crazy that a guy that age looks that good compared to everybody else. I want him to play like I think five more years would definitely do it. Probably less, actually. Probably could do it in four. Let's be honest. I want to see him get to 2,000 points. I think that's the one I'm really jonesing to see him hit.
That's a question, too, that people will ask a lot anytime you get on a Penguins conversation now is how long do you think Sidney Crosby will play? And since we don't really know what is going on in his mind, the man is very to himself. We question, well, is he going to give it up once he starts to see his play deteriorate, or is he going to play a little bit longer? Maybe we see a little bit of a slip. It all depends on what he wants. You know, he could play.
Well, first he has to actually suffer like a slip in play for us to even really. It's
right.
Like almost irresponsible to be having that conversation, which is, I think, what you're kind of getting at too.
Right.
Like,
but like he could play one or two more seasons. He could see the play dip and say, you know what? I don't want to see people. I don't want to have people see me go out on such
like a
low
chump.
Note or. The guy could play until he's 45, which I think he truly could do.
The fact that he is leading the league in 5-on-5 points like bends my brain. It just doesn't, it should not make sense that that is possible. It doesn't make sense that that's possible. He was not the star Friday night, by the way. This gentleman was.
It's a shot from Imama. He scores!
Second total in the NHL, Boko Imama. Josh Getzoff again on the call in Sportsnet Pittsburgh right there. He got into a fight. He was one assist shy of the Gordie Howe hat trick. The fight was, as fights go, not the greatest thing. He probably took a little worse than he got, but that was because he could not get one hand free to throw some true haymakers. But it is funny, Donnie. I'm not a huge proponent of fighting by any stretch, and it did kind of come out of nowhere a little bit in the flow of the game. Nothing gets an arena hype like that, man. People just, they're ready for a prize fight. And then you love to see this. You see the third star, you see the second star, and you're like, damn, I hope they really make the right call. He skates out as the first star, and that place just erupted, Donnie, let me tell you. That place went ballistic when he was the first star.
There's a reason why I don't think they ever take fighting out of the game. And I know that was a big topic of conversation when the Four Nations was taking place. The fights that started the first U.S.-Canada game during that tournament. But you just said it. When they happen, it is electrifying. It is maybe, you know, if the home team doesn't do anything on a particular night, maybe the most exciting thing that people will see. Still, for me, one of the most memorable moments I have going to a Penguins game was a goalie fight when Brent Johnson just KO'd Rick DiPietro.
Oh, broke his jaw. Broke his jaw, man. I will also give him credit. Usually, I feel like this actually happens when a guy barely scores goals, and he's an energy guy. They all like talked about how much they love him in that dressing room after the game. It was obvious that he's very popular with his teammates because he's a tough guy. I feel like when tough guys who rarely, if ever, score get a goal, I actually feel like it's almost always a ridiculously nice shot, dude. And his goal was that. It was like a goal scorer's snipe from a deadly part of the ice, and it was like a very out of nowhere moment because, you know, Boko Imama's on the ice. You don't expect him to pick a corner and rifle one, but the people loved it, man. The energy was good. The only problem is they shouldn't be winning these games or even getting points. It's not going to matter because they'd have to pretty much win out, but like, what are you doing? Stop winning. Why are you playing your best hockey? I found myself muttering that, like, why are you doing this right now? Why do you look like a completely different team these last seven games?